He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He is risen. He is risen indeed. I know they crucified him on Friday night, but early on Sunday morning, he got up. The grave was empty. I think somebody ought to praise God because he's offering new life to anybody who has died, to anybody who went to the grave. If you know him, you shall rise again. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Death has been swallowed up. The head of Satan has been crushed on the cross. He has risen again. He has risen again. He has risen again. Happy Resurrection Sunday, Bridgeway. In Owens Mills, Reister's Town, give God praise. In your kitchen, in your car, give God praise. In the house of the Lord in Columbia, Maryland, come on and give him praise. Somebody said he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of all glory and all honor and all praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may take your seats. You may take your seats. Happy Easter, Bridgeway. Happy Resurrection Sunday. It is so good to see you in the house of the Lord. For all of you here, all of you in overflow, in all of our locations, it's so good to see you today. How about that amazing Easter production called King? Many of you may not know this, but on April 17th, 1992, Bridgeway had its very first service. It was the first Easter production we ever did 32 years ago. That's amazing. And here it is, all these years later, we're still preaching the gospel. We're still telling people about the good news of Jesus Christ. It's because of his grace and his mercy that we're still standing here today. So happy birthday, Bridgeway. And thank you, Lord, for helping us to rise again day after day. I'm gonna say a prayer, and I want you to have a moment of silence with me for all those who are affected by the Baltimore Bridge collapse, all the families that were involved, those that have passed on. And so if you'll just silence with me for a moment, then I'll pray and we'll get right into our talk together. Dear Lord, we thank you that you bring great hope even in the midst of dark moments and pain. Thank you that you are a comforter to those who have received devastating news and loss. We pray for those families, Lord, that are grieving and those that don't even know where their loved ones are right now. We thank you, God, that it could have been worse. It could have been in the middle of rush hour or something like that. And so, Lord, we thank you for the many lives that were not lost, but for the ones that were, we just pray your comfort over their families. And not just those folk, but Lord, there are people in this room and under the sound of my voice who have just lost loved ones over this last year, and they haven't been able to grieve. We just pray for them as well. And may today's message even give them hope. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, that rousing sermonette that you heard was originally written and preached by an old black preacher out of San Diego, California, who died at age 87 in the year 2000, S.M. Lockridge, Shadrach, Meshach, Lockridge. And he ended it with, "That's my king." I mean, after that, we don't even need a sermon, do we? I know, right? But you're going to get one anyway, so... Just wanted to let y'all know. But that was some good preaching, and he ended it with, "That's my King." And I want to ask you the question, can you say that? Not that he is the King, but can you say he's my King? Can you say that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is your King? And there's so many kings out there, aren't they? I mean, there's the King of Pop. Y'all know who that is? Michael Jackson. There's the King of Rock and Roll. Anybody know who that is? Elvis Presley. Not to mention there's King Kong. I think he was the father of Donkey Kong. I'm not sure. I got to do the research on that. But of course, we can't forget the amazing civil rights leader, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And some of you may even remember, if you're old enough, back in the 1990s, there was a riot that tipped off out of California when there was a citizen that was overly beaten by the police officers. Anybody know his name? That's right, Rodney King. And then of course, there's King Charles. I mean, not Gail King and Charles Barkley, although they have a show together now that they call King Charles, but actually the King of England, King Charles III. And then, of course, in the world of novels, there's Stephen King. In the world of movies, there's the Lion King. I mean, even in the world of burgers. There's Burger King. But all the bad jokes, bad dad jokes aside, the reality is today's production is named King, and my message is named Bow to the King. In the Bible, the first king was King Saul, and he was followed by the most famous king of Israel, King David. And the Bible tells us in the prophecies that there was going to be another king that would come, and this king would be known as the Son of David. He'd be known as the Son of Man. And ultimately and most importantly, he'd be known as the Son of God, Jesus Christ. It was prophesied he'd be born of a virgin. He would live a perfect life. He would die a cruel death, but then he would rise again to new life from the dead on the third day. And that's exactly what happened. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, stripped off all of the privileges of deity from heaven, and he wrapped himself in frail humanity, and he walked on this earth, and he called disciples to follow him, and he brought the kingdom of God to the earth. And it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish or die, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. And when Jesus came to the earth, he ushered in the kingdom of God, which would come with it new life for all those who would follow him. And this is why in the Lord's model prayer, it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus is our heavenly King, and his kingdom will never end. His kingdom is not of this world. It's a heavenly kingdom. It's a holy kingdom. It's an eternal kingdom. And anybody who is a part of his kingdom will live eternally with him. All who put their trust in Jesus Christ as their King will be a part of that eternal kingdom. And Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So let me ask you, are you poor in spirit? I didn't ask you if you're poor. I asked you if you're poor in spirit, meaning that you are humble enough to know that you are spiritually bankrupt without God. Meaning that you realize that without Jesus Christ, you will not have entrance into his heavenly kingdom, which is eternal. All other kingdoms will pass away. But the kingdom of God will never pass away. The kingdom of God will never fade away. And friends, that's what Easter is all about. Easter's about Jesus Christ rising from the dead early on Sunday morning with all power in his hands. And the kingdom of God could not be crushed by death. In fact, Jesus Christ crushed the head of the devil on that cross. He defeated death and the grave, and he rose again from the dead so that you and I can rise again one day too. You know, when they were crucifying Jesus, they took a crown of thorns and they began to press it on his head, where it pressed into his head and he would bleed through as it crushed the flesh. And they were doing that to mock him, saying, "Oh, you think you're king? Oh, you think you're king? Here's a crown." And on that day, they mocked him and they made fun of him. But you see, that's not the end of the story. While he took all of your sins and all of my sins, and all of that pain was being transferred from all the generations past and all of the iniquities of humankind, all being transferred onto him, they thought on that day they had won. The enemy thought on that day he had finally defeated his arch enemy. But Sunday morning, he arose. The grave couldn't hold him. And this is why the Bible says, "Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory?" Is anybody glad that he rose again on the third day so that they could have new life? He arose. He arose. And hallelujah, he arose. And if it is true that he arose, then he is indeed our risen King. He is our risen Savior. And Jesus rose again from the dead, and we will rise again, but only if we are a part of his kingdom. You see, there are really only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of darkness, and there's the kingdom of light. And if you die without coming into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and without bowing to him as King, you'll spend the rest of your eternity in the kingdom of darkness, where you are right now if you don't know Jesus. But there's another kingdom that's been offered to you, and it's the kingdom of light. And Jesus Christ came into the world to let you know that you don't have to live in darkness anymore. You can come into a relationship with God, and you can be born again spiritually, and you can now live in the kingdom of light, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. And so, thank God he actually offers that to us. We don't have to die in our darkness unless we choose to reject God and not repent for our sins. But the good news is, God so loved us that he gives us this opportunity to come to him and say, "Lord, I'm tired of being in the darkness. I don't want to be a part of that kingdom anymore. I want to bow to a new king. I want to bow to the one who came, who died, and who rose again from the dead. I want to come into a kingdom that has crushed the power of the enemy in my life." And that's exactly what Jesus offers each and every one of us. So let me ask you, are you a part of that everlasting kingdom? Are you a part of the kingdom of light? See, he was crucified as our Savior, but he rose to new life as our King. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And you know, God's love for us is not blind. Okay, I have to admit something. I watched this bad show. Y'all know what it's called? It's a Netflix series called Love is Blind. Now, I didn't know much about it, but some folk around the office were talking about it, and I said, "Well, let me watch it and see what they're talking about so I can join in the conversation." Now, if you haven't watched it, I'm not promoting it, so please, you know, I'm just trying to tell you my experience, okay? And so I'm watching this show, and basically it's two people who are talking to one another, separated by a wall, and they're in these private pods. And the whole gist of it is they want to believe that love is blind, that I don't have to see you in order to fall in love with you and make an emotional connection. And so they have conversations back and forth, and they do it with multiple people to see who they have the connection with. And then finally they find the person that they're like, oh my gosh, I'm all in love, after like 2 weeks. But anyway, oh my gosh, I'm in love. I love you. I don't care what you look like. All of this, right? Because love's supposed to be blind, right? It's supposed to be the inner beauty and all of that. And so you start seeing this stuff, but as the viewer, you're like, mm-mm, don't choose her. Lord, don't do it. Lord, have mercy. Love may be blind right now, but don't choose him. Okay, so anyway, you find yourself watching this show, and all of your fleshly senses are saying the wrong thing, right? But then what happens is two people find one another, and they fall in love, and so the guy gets down on one knee on the other side of the wall without even having seen her and ask her to marry him. And then once she says yes, then they do the great reveal. And so then they stand behind these doors, and when the doors open, the two people see each other for the first time. And this is so funny, because you see some people run to one another like, wow, you look so good. I had no idea. Oh my gosh. Right? Okay. Right? But then you but then you have some other people, they're like walking like, okay. All right. Maybe love ain't so blind. And, you know, they give a little hug and a little, you know, and then you could tell, right? Well, check this out. This is an ungodly show, y'all, so check this out. After that, they then go to the Dominican Republic to spend time together, and then they go to live together. Like I said, it's ungodly. They live together for a couple of weeks, and then within a month period of time, they go to the altar, and you're going to find out whether they say yes or whether they say no. Well, most of them don't work. Here's my point in this whole dumb show. Lord, help me get back to the sermon. Here's the point. With God, his love ain't blind. He already knows how ratchet you are, how wretched you are, how broken you are, how mental you are, how crazy you are, how fearful you are. He knows exactly who you are inside and out. He knitted you together in your mother's womb. He ain't blind, and he still loves you. He ain't blind, and he still chose you. He ain't blind, and he still wants to connect with you forever. He knows your sins from the past. He knows your sins today. He knows your sins tomorrow. And knowing everything about you, your proclivities, your sins, your transgressions, your brokenness, your lies, everything you've ever done and ever will do, he knows every single one, and he still says, but I love you. I want you. I am asking you to come into a relationship with me. Will you accept my proposal? And he asked that to everyone. All you have to do is say yes. He invites everyone to the party, but you have to RSVP in order to get into heaven. While everybody may be invited, you have to RSVP. You have to respond very personally and say, yes, Lord, I receive your proposal. So from the beginning, I ask the question, I ask it again as I move toward the end, and that is this. Can you say that he's your king? If not, maybe today you can. Maybe today is the day of salvation for you. I have just one practical application, and that is this. Bow to the King of Glory today. Bow to the King of Glory today, whether you are a believer or whether you're not a believer. That's your practical application. If you're a believer, that means you've given your life to Christ at some point in time in your life, but maybe, just maybe, you have fallen away. Maybe you've backslidden. Maybe you used to be all into God and now you're just kind of like all not into God. Maybe Easter is an opportunity for you to come back to a place where you say, you know what, from this point on, I want to bow to the King of Glory. So that practical application is for any believer that has fallen away and is not walking with God anymore. But then it's also for what I call the pre-believer, somebody who's never believed before. a non-believer, someone who's never bowed before, never said, "Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm separated from you. And I want to give my life to you today. I turn away from my sins and I invite you to come into my life and make a decision to bow before the King today." The Bible says when you make that decision and in prayer you just say, "Come into my life." The Bible says if anyone confesses the Lord Jesus, he will save them. They will be saved. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is proclaim it. All you have to do is declare and decree that on this day I make a decision to bow to the King. And let me just say, friends, you know, no one knows the day or the hour of when Jesus Christ will come back. You know, the people on that Baltimore bridge, the reality is no one of them who went to work that day actually knew that it would be their last day. Nobody driving over that bridge who ended up at the bottom in a car ever knew that that would be the last bridge they would drive over. And nobody in this auditorium, in the lobby, in Real Talk Cafe, outside the fireplace in the lobby at Owens Mills, in the other rooms, in the auditorium, nobody under the sound of my voice, whether you're in Brazil or in Baltimore, knows when your last day is going to be, knows when your last breath is going to be, or knows when the last trumpet will be blown and the Lord will break through the clouds to bring us home. But the one thing we do know is that if you bow to the King now, you will be a part of his kingdom for the rest of eternity. And you will never, ever die again. You will rise to new life forever. And you will be with Christ in eternity for the rest of your existence. We also know, though, that if you die without Jesus Christ in your life, without bowing to the King, the reality is that you will spend the rest of your eternity wishing that you did. Hell is not a place where there's a party of a bunch of unbelievers. It's lonely, it's dark, it's hot, and it's full of regret and the gnashing of teeth. Those are not my words. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus says, "But I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to Father God except through me. But when you do, he promises you that I will come again. I'm going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also." It's going to be a party in heaven. It's going to be full of love and joy and life and light and no disappointment, no more death, no more tears, and no more crying. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know when he's coming back. No one knows the day or the hour. But the one thing I do know, and that's soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. No more crying there. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. 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 We are going. Here's the last one. You ready? King Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. King Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. King Jesus will be there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going soon and very soon. Are you ready? Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. 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 We're going. Sing hallelujah. Are you ready? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Come on, give God a great big hand. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? Come on and declare it with me. The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. And all of God's people said amen, amen, and amen. Happy Easter, Bridgeway.